She's real fine. It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And the weather is great. Those of you listening on the web, sorry you're not here. It's beautiful. Just beautiful. And I'm wondering if my good friend Tristan in Canada is listening. You gotta come visit us, Tristan. Anyway, when Wanda gets in, we'll go back to the trivia for the K&N air filter system. But for now, I have one. Oh, here she is. Good morning, Wanda. Okay, check the color of your oil, folks. Because we have all self-serve service stations, people are not checking their oil. Check your oil. What am I saying this for? Nobody does it. I say to use premium, they use regular. I don't know. Anyway, their car, not mine. Okay, the rail is going to cost a lot of money, and who's going to ride the rail, folks? It's a no-brainer. When you back up some, when you were back in the high school, and 16 years old, what was your dream? Your dream was to get a driver's license and drive a car, and to own a car of your own, not a rail. When you're in high school, tell me how many students dream of having a rail pass or riding the rail. Come on, get real. How many are going to take out a gorgeous woman on the rail? I can see Wendell Kwan now taking his wife out. Let's go, sweetie. We're going out on a date. We're going to catch the rail and go to dinner. Yeah, right. No way, Jose. Anyway, the trivia question for the K&N air filter is still on, folks. Nobody has won it. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. And come on, folks. Somebody got to win it. So, anyway. Who we have on the line?
You have to wait to announce. I announce the trivia.
Oh, okay.
We have Rob on the line.
Hey, Rob.
George, I have a couple of things. One is a technical question. George, how deep around the gas stations do they bury those tanks, from the top of the ground about down into the earth?
6 feet.
It's 6 feet from surface to the... I know they lie laterally, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know they're long and they're big and they have to hold a lot of fuel, so it's 6 feet down.
Mm-hmm.
Which impresses upon me why you say, you know, whenever anybody can, you know, buy your fuel as early as you can in the morning, like I did today, George, out at Tesoro in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
God, what a great gas, George.
I know. The best.
And I did the Supreme, and I'm going to work out with Andy to get some of the ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
If it's okay with you, what I'm hoping is if I provide a container, that you'll be able to fix me up that way through him.
No problem.
Okay. The other thing was good news. This is for Tristan in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
We got an email for the 57 T-Bird here in Honolulu, and a guy's flying in from Canada, George.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy's serious.
We have a feeling about that one.
Yeah.
And let's see, the third one was, I have an answer to the trivia question.
Good luck.
Bing Crosby on Dreaming of a White Christmas.
I know the answer to that one.
Call us back and try again.
There you go.
Oh, well.
Okay.
We have Howard from Makiki.
Hey, Howard.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
I got a question, comment, and a guess.
All right.
The question is, every time I put gas, maybe, 7 to 10 days, I check the air pressure. And I was having problems with, it seems like I was losing like 2 to 4 pounds in a week. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So I kept on taking the car back to the whoever put the tire. They finally got it fixed. But what's a good rule of thumb to figure out how much air pressure you should lose within a week or 2 weeks or whatever?
It depends on how many potholes you hit. Because when you hit the pothole, it lets it out.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, because right now I'm only losing like maybe up to half a pound anyway in about a week or so. So.
Oh, you're pretty good on the road then.
Yeah, I try to go around the pothole.
My son did that, and one day, or rather one night, this policeman pulled Todd over and tried to check him for DUI.
Hmm.
And my son Todd said, "Are you crazy? I'm dodging all the potholes." So the policeman said, "Oh, that makes sense."
Back in the 60s, a friend of mine was driving on the street on the wrong side of the road, and the cop pulled him over and gave him a ticket. And he told the cop, "If you look at the road, the side I'm supposed to be driving is all screwed up there." So, and there was no car coming, so he drove on the wrong side, and the cop let him go.
That makes sense.
Yeah. My comment, there's an off-ramp, I can't think of the name, but there's an off-ramp by Queens Hospital that they're expanding.
Mm-hmm.
And they were supposed to be done, I think it was in March or May or something like that.
Good luck.
And they decided, just before they were done, that they're going to re-landscape and add more streetlights, but these are professionals. They should have seen that beforehand. Now, if something like that's going to take that much time as far as delay goes, what's going to happen to the rail? Because the rail is 1,000 times more complicated.
Yep.
You know, and...
Don't hold your breath on that one.
Oh, no. I'd probably be dead by the time they get finished.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
And my guess is Beyonce for the trivia.
Call us back and try again.
Okay, thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, we have Moana from Mo'ili'ili.
Hi, Moana.
Hi, George. My guess is Steve Perry on Journey.
Call us back and try again.
Thank you.
Thanks for trying. Okay.
We have .3 Dean on the line.
Oh, no. What's up?
Hey, well, thanks a lot. Once again, Nita's Auto Repair strikes again. You guys did a good job on my tune-up with the newly installed Iridium XT plugs. Now I'm running to only 10% ethanol. Today when I fill up, I'm going to run now a 30% test. That's why I picked up 5 gallons of ethanol that day that I came into for the repairs.
Mm-hmm.
And so next week I'll have a report on how the 30% mix went. And you may want to also share this with the listeners, what you shared with me, that even though our owner's manual may say, 20 weight or 5W30 or OW30, something about the 10W30 weight, that it stays cleanest the longest of all the different AMSOIL grades.
It's because it has sulfur and zinc.
Mm, okay.
Okay.
Makes sense. Anyway, I just wanted to, once again, thank you very much for keeping my car purring all year long.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Now I'm going to announce the trivia question. On one of the Salem media stations, there was a program that announced the all-time top-selling recording artist. Who did they say was number one?
Mm-hmm.
And we have Terrence from Honolulu on the line.
Hi, Terrence.
Yeah. Yes, hello.
Yeah.
Hi, I'd like to give the answer, Alexander Scorby.
Who? She's on the phone, and she's the only one that has the answer. So, if you can hang on.
All right. Oh, you're not, I'm not on the air.
You're on the air.
Okay. Well, that's my answer, Alexander.
Yeah. Wanda's on the phone. So, give it again.
His name is Alexander Scorby, and he's the most popular recording artist, and he narrates the Bible.
Call us back and try.
I knew that she was going to say that.
Oh, no. Thank you.
Okay. I got an announcement here. My very good friend, Harry Cowboy, fell down and broke his hip. He's in hospital now. And I just want to wish him all the luck. And may God bless him and make him well. Also have a special aloha to Robbie, who's on the Big Island. Enjoy your vacation. Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Oh, hello. First, before I try the trivia, I wanted to ask, you know, last week you were talking about the injector. Ethanol helps the injector
stay cleaner.
What is an injector?
Injector is something that injects fuel into each cylinder of your engine. It actually not squirts it, but it sort of like vaporizes it into each cylinder. And if it gets clogged, dirty, or whatever, it starts to squirt the gas in instead of vaporize it. And the car starts eating more gas. You get less gas mileage, less power. So if that is happening, be careful. You're going to be ending up changing the injector.
So injector starts the car as well as while it's running?
That's the only thing. Otherwise, there's no source of fuel to the engine.
So, okay.
So when the injectors get really bad, it'll stall. That's why every now and then you see cars stalled on the freeway.
And how many injectors are there?
One per cylinder.
And what do you recommend?
Well, as far as what?
You were talking about the ethanol.
Use ethanol. It keeps the injector clean.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
The trivia, is it reggae Bob Marley?
I don't know. Only Wanda knows that. Try again. Who is that?
Okay, what was your answer?
Reggae artist Bob Marley.
Oh, she got the answer.
Oh!
What?
Yeah, she got my answer.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Wendell, forget it, Wendell. Hang yourself.
And the big chief was on the line, too.
Oh, no. Well, that's it. Okay. Give Wanda your information.
Thank you.
Okay. Congratulations. We finally got a winner.
Yeah. We deserve it. After all the people called in.
Yeah, people were going crazy already. Where did you get that answer from?
Oh, I did some calling.
What?
I did some calling.
Who?
Calling who? I can't tell you.
Oh, okay. Wanda told you.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thanks for participating.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, we have Terrence from Mililani.
Hi, Terrence.
Hi. George.
Yes.
I have a 02 Honda Odyssey van.
Mm-hmm.
And on the dashboard, yeah, the gas pointer and the water heating gauges. Now, whenever the ignition is turned on, I guess it's activated so that the needles, especially the gas, points to the quantity in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but for about almost 2 years, my gauges for the gas and sometimes for the water temperature, they don't react.
Mm-hmm.
And the light near the gas gauge, when the pointer activates, goes off, but mine, because it doesn't activate, stays on. So for the longest time, I haven't you know, it kind of creates anxiety as to how much gas I have in when I have to go someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been calling, like I call some people and they tell me that there's an allowance or something before the gauges start working, maybe about 1 or 2 minutes. But I mean, this is worse than that because sometimes it doesn't even go on from one trip to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to see what the problem is and how I can get it fixed.
Okay, you have to bring it in.
Yeah.
And have a technician check it out.
Hmm?
Because it could be, I'm more than sure it's you have bad ground to the dashboard.
Oh. Okay. If it's, that's not too big a problem then.
It is. You have to go find it.
Oh, yeah, well. I mean, other than that.
Yeah.
Troubleshooting for the, to find out the
mm-hmm.
situation, yeah? Okay.
Okay.
I'll do that. And then hopefully get some results.
All right.
Okay, George.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. Anyhow. Wow, fantastic. We finally won. Got a winner. Is it break time?
It is. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes. Giddy up.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real fine, my okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob? Rolling Bob there?
Yes. I didn't hear you say welcome back.
I said. Where's Rolling Bob?
Aloha, George. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
You know, we were talking...
You got to run ethanol so you get on the line faster.
You know, the other couple of weeks ago, we were talking about people getting on the highway in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
If you go down and look... No, I didn't do that. If you go down to the Canal Street, you know that on-ramp modification they did?
Yeah.
Have you seen it yet?
Yeah.
Tell me, does that not look like an invitation to get on the freeway the wrong way?
That's right.
I was looking at that going, what is this? It's like this giant lane. They have it blocked for now, and I'm thinking they must have blocked it because they realize people are just going to, because for years you come down there and it splits off onto the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can't believe this. It's so anyway, I just want to be on record as saying, and when it happens, don't everybody act shocked.
Oh. Well, Bob, you called that Hawaiian engineering.
Yeah, and then probably after they did it, that's why they got it blocked off. They probably went, you know, this looks kind of dangerous here. So anyway, as always, you know, it's just how it is. But that's all I got. Oh, yeah, the other thing is that the city finally realized that they should have a central carpool.
What's a central carpool?
Like they have one place to take care of all of the vehicles that the city has. I was shocked when I heard that on the news. I thought everybody does that, don't they? For the city, they got separate carpools for each, like, you know, like traffic division and this. They all have separate carpools with separate mechanics. It's insane. No wonder there's no money. George, we gotta run the place.
No, we gotta get out of here.
No, I'm not getting out of here because it's still better here than on the mainland. Trust me.
Oh, I didn't say the mainland.
Bob.
Yes.
So did you hear the trivia answer?
Yes, I did, and I fell on the floor, and then I got back up. I don't know where they got. I'm not saying anything against Bob Marley, but every list I saw had the Beatles on it. So I don't
only
know.
Beatles I know is the ones outside on the tree.
So anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. I'll drink some ethanol for the next show, so I'll be faster.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Talk to you later. Aloha.
Oh, boy. Hey, Rob, you got to go talk to Bob. That guy's falling behind.
You know, the big chief would have been on next.
What was his answer?
I don't know. I never got to ask him. I just put him on hold.
He thinks you're picking on him. Yeah. 808-296-5467. Give us a call. Okay, on your cars, folks. It's a big conspiracy. The compression ratio on the old engines back in the 50s and 60s is exactly the same as the compression ratio of today's new cars. In fact, today's new cars has a higher compression ratio. So why was it that back in the 50s and 60s, the octane for regular, the cheapie, was 98. And the premium, top grade, was 104. Why was it dropped down? It was dropped down, number one reason, so you get less gas mileage. The higher the octane, the better the gas mileage. Okay, so you go figure it. Okay, who do we have on the line?
The Big Chief.
Big Chief.
Hey, George, it's the Big Chief calling. You know, I was next in line on the phone,
mm-hmm.
and my answer was also Bob Marley. So I feel I deserve half of that.
Yeah, right.
My answer was Bob Marley. Actually, I'm only kidding. Congratulations to that young lady. Great answer. Of course, mm-hmm. nobody else knew the answer because everybody else was thinking from Bing Crosby to Garth Brooks to the Beatles.
So what was your answer going to be today?
Actually, it was going to be from the religious show. I think it was Scott Whitaker Smith. And all week, George was telling me about some Chinese show on Salem. Trouble with the Chinese shows, I can't understand who the heck the singers are. Anyway, congratulations to that young lady, and as usual, great show, George and Wanda.
Thanks, Thank Chief.
You. It's the Big Chief signing off. I'm raising back the white flag. Have a great day, guys. Bye bye.
Hi.
Okay, we have Len in Makiki.
Hey, Len.
Yeah, well, you guys were all over the playing field. I was thinking Lawrence Welk, but okay. My comments are: I was really happy to meet Champ on your show a couple weekends ago,
mm-hmm.
and I have now seen him on television. And you local people, you got to do this. He's quite a guy. I like to see him more often, maybe on the Saturday show. But mm-hmm. He's quite a guy. Getting back to this Kinau off-ramp, First off, it was designed so that the ambulances could come off of H1 and go to Queens.
That's a good idea.
So my question is, if it goes up on Lusitania Street, where does it go? How do you get down to the emergency room?
Well, actually, if you're coming up Lusitana,
yes.
You can turn onto the side street there and get straight to the emergency room
faster.
Yeah,
but that's called Miller Street. The
yeah,
trouble is
yeah.
that Vineyard Street comes up one way.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to reroute traffic down Vineyard and then turn left on Miller. Okay.
I don't know.
The other thing is I walked down there the other day, and there's an orange sign saying, effective April 15th, 2010, road work will begin. Today is August 13th, 2011, and the bugger never finished yet. How come? It's well worse than maybe the Waihewa Bridge a couple years ago.
Yep. What do you expect? This is Hawaii.
Yeah.
Everybody work about 2 inches and take a break.
Exactly. Anyway, if you get Champ on again, the bugger's funny.
Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Anyway, ethanol on the mainland, E85, is not E85. It's E65 at most. And that's why ethanol has a bad name of not being an efficient fuel. Ethanol is very sensitive to whatever you put in. And the more you contaminate it with petroleum, the less effective ethanol is. Ethanol is like a good example, like vodka. If you got a jigger of vodka, put some cooking oil in, mixed it well, take a drink of that. It's not going to be good. Okay? Same thing. So, anyway, America should go with E100 ethanol, 100% ethanol. That's the best way to go. And yesterday we had a meeting with a person from the bioenergy department in Washington, D.C., and he was shocked to find out that a lot of people here, our friends and neighbors, that are using up to 30% ethanol in their cars with no problems. So he's telling me that I should go and talk with his chemists and engineers up in Washington, maybe. So if I'm not here one day and Todd has taken over, I would be up on the mainland talking to them and discussing how America can be using 30% ethanol instead of 10 or 15. Okay? If you have a question, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Hey, Tristan. Aloha.
How's it going, man?
Fine.
I had a question for you. Now, I basically have a buddy that has an IS 300, the old one, the old gen,
mm-hmm.
from Lexus, and he has a P0430 code. He's been running cheesy gas.
There you go.
Premium, so it's normal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you think it's really the cat that, or the O2 that's gone, or could it be that just running pure premium would fix that?
No, all he has to do, if he knows how to take it out, is take out the O2 sensor.
Okay.
And get a torch and make it cherry red hot. And that's it. Cool it off, put it back on.
So the O2 sensor, that's how you clean them? I mean,
yeah.
You never have to replace them then, in actual fact? Or?
No, no.
So you never have to replace an O2 as long as you heat it up with the blue tanks there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Something the garage don't tell you.
Because they want to charge you for the O2 sensor.
Yeah. It's the stimulus package.
Yeah, it's Obama stimulus package, right.
Either that or they don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's That's crazy. Okay, well...
Don't tell anybody now.
Off everything. I'm sorry?
Don't tell anybody.
Between me and you, George.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Wayne from Honolulu.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi. Are you having any more forums at McKinley?
Not that I know of. Why?
No, because I got some friends interested and they wanted to come sit down and listen.
Oh, they wanted to come down, sit down, listen. Okay.
Yeah.
Give Wendell Kwan a call and set it up with him.
Okay.
You have Wendell's number?
Not offhand. No, I don't.
239-5360.
5360. Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And I'd just like to mention, for those of you that have fond memories of the Hawaii Raceway Park. And, you know, I've raced there for years and years. And so did Earl Char and a lot of other people. And my youngest daughter, Holly, also did it. And some memories that nobody can take away from you. That was really something. It was too bad that they had to sell it. All for money. And this is what I mean by money is nothing. All the money in the world can never replace all the memories that the young folks can or will have from that Hawaii Raceway Park. So those of you that have memories from the Hawaii Raceway Park, give me a call. 808-296-5467. Okay? 808-296-5467. Who's on the line?
We have Fred from Kalihi.
Hi, Fred.
Yeah, hi. I have an automatic transmission on a 1999 Toyota 4Runner.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first start off, it doesn't shift from first to second. I drive maybe a couple blocks, I guess the engine warming up, and then it finally shifts. Then once that happens and I continue driving, then it shifts properly, you know, first, second, and third. But initially, I guess when the engine is cold, and I'm not sure why, but, you know, usually it's the first time I'm running the car for the day.
Mm-hmm.
I had the engine overhauled, but still, it doesn't shift, you know, from when I first got off.
When did you have the trans overhauled?
About 6 months ago.
Take it back.
Same thing. Yeah, the guy had it for a long time, and he kept on trying.
Who was that?
In Kakako.
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I don't know. Try work a deal with the guy and see if he'll refund your money.
I see.
And take it out to bring it in and we can check it out for you.
Okay. Does that control, the shifting control by the computer?
Yeah, on some cars. On some cars, yes.
Okay, and you do transmission work too then?
Yeah, we do everything.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Kenneth from Pearl City.
Hi, Kenneth.
Oh, hello. Hi, George. This is my first time. I actually got a your radio station. I'm glad I tuned in. It's funny. Was that Fred Izumi who just called you?
I don't know.
On the transmission? Cause, okay, I apologize. Cause, I could hear it at the same time I was waiting.
Uh-huh.
And he's my CPA. He's a wonderful, wonderful man. Anyways, it might be just nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to you about the Hawaii Raceway Park back in the mid-70s. My father had purchased Earl Charles' old 65 Comet FX.
Wow.
Do you remember that car?
Yeah.
I know you do. He was he loved cars. He loved racing. He taught me everything about racing, you know, at that track. Anyways, me and him, he's still alive. He's in Florida now, and they're coming back, thank God. They're coming back to Hawaii soon. But, yeah, that car, I spent many, many hours polishing as a young boy with my dad and my brothers, who we had a small shop. And that was one of many cars he had, and we're, like most car guys, we all real desperate to have another track soon, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I just wanted to call you and let you know that my dad, his name is Wes, he had a little shop, Westburg Auto Repair, back in the early 70s, or excuse me, he retired in 72.
And, early 60s.
He was here in the 60s, too. Earl Char, when I knew him as I was about 18 years old, he had the first rear-end dragster in Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
I remember that car. I got to sit in it. We stayed at his house, me and my younger brother, for a time. He's a wonderful guy. I wonder how he's doing. I've been out of touch.
Earl is doing fine.
Oh, great. Tell him Kenny, my name is Kenny Westberg, says hi, and my father and I, we talk, and my brothers talk a lot about him. He was a wonderful guy. He helped my dad out a lot. And again, about the racetrack, I hope to hear more on maybe something coming up. It's been a shame that we haven't had it that resource here for so many people who still.
Wasn't that wonderful memories?
Absolutely, and we every now and then we check online. We found cars. We found Earl's old car on a website. I wish I had it. I apologize. That showed where it came from, here where it ended up, how it started. Talks about Earl Char and it's the history up until mid 70s, and then there's very little left. But we do a little research. Wow, Hawaii has a lot of history.
Yes.
So much that it's
lots of history.
And I'm sure most car guys, the old timers out here, I remember them. I miss watching them race. I get a chance to see him again one day. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's going to be at the 50s and 60s bash.
Oh, which one?
The 50s and 60s bash in October 14th.
Okay.
Earl is going to be there.
I'll make a note of that.
Okay.
Appreciate that heads up. It was great talking to you, George. I'll listen in. I'll tune in when every chance I get. It's a cool show you got.
Aloha.
Yeah, aloha. Bye bye.
Okay. Who's next?
We have Terry from the Big Island.
Hi, Terry.
Yes, hi, George. I'm calling from the Big Island, and my question is it okay to use the high-octane, the 92-octane gas for, like, the two-cycle engine? You know, for, like, chainsaws and blowers and things like that.
Is it okay it depends on what brand you're using. I recommend using Tesoro or Shell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tesoro, I use the Tesoro premium, yeah?
Excellent.
Oh, it's okay for the two-cycle engine?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure on that. Because I listened to your show, but nobody ever asked about two-cycle engine.
So, yeah.
So I figured, oh, let me call and ask, yeah?
Yep, excellent.
And I have one more question. I have for my farm like that, I use a 1942 Wheelies Jeep, you know, the old Army Jeep, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it okay to use the 92 octane for that?
Sure.
Oh, yeah?
Definitely.
Okay. All right. Okay. So those are my two questions.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot, George.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay. So anyway, let me catch up on our tips of the week. Like I said, Tesoro and Shell has tested out as the best. But not many people listen when we recommend using the 92, which is actually 89. So, anyway, just came across somebody this morning that said they use 87 because their car is old. You know, well, I'm just trying to save you people money because the 92, supposedly 92, gives better gas mileage. And that's what it's all about. It's the money. Saving money. But I guess if you got a lot of money, you want to spend it on gas, then go for it. Okay, who's next on the line?
We have Keith from the Big Island.
Hi, Keith.
Keith, hey, George, I just want to compliment on your program. I'm just listening. I've been here 20 years, but I think I just listened today. And you just answered the man here about using a high octane for his chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
I have a small ultralight aircraft that has a 55 horsepower OTEC engine, and it's two cycle. And I definitely use the higher octane, and I try to stay away from the ethanol.
Oh, the ethanol is good stuff.
Well, I'm not so sure because it can work on my fuel lines, right?
Nope.
It won't?
Nope. You could talk to Onishi. Fresh Onishi, the council member, he saw the test, and the ILWU union leaders saw the test. We had a plastic bottle with rubber fuel line, fiberglass tank, aluminum bolts, and everything in the plastic bottle for over a year. Nothing happened. It was 100% ethanol.
Okay.
It's the gas. Something is in the gas that's causing it.
Okay, but I do use a Shell or Tresil, that's for sure.
The Tesoro?
Once in a while, Aloha. I was at the Aloha station one time, and the guy was dumping fuel, and I asked him about if there was ethanol, and he says that Aloha gets their fuel refined somewhere else. They buy shiploads already refined. Is that true or not?
That's true.
That's true.
It comes from Chevron.
Okay.
Hey, thanks. Hey, and I'm going to listen to you more.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, so anyway, if you're going on a date or you want a really nice dinner, go to the Chart House. The Chart House is located right next to the Ilikai. Beautiful. Go when just sunsetting. It's so nice. The Chart House. Beautiful. Good food, no. And if you're going to the Big Island, don't forget to visit the Nanilo Hotel. Very nice. The rooms are so nice. Beautiful. I would recommend Nanilo Hotel. It's very clean. They removed all the carpets. There's no carpets in there anymore. They're using tile, imported tile, ceramic tile, and it's clean. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Clarence from Macaulay.
Hi, Clarence.
Good afternoon, George. I want to know what's more effective way for fuel line cleaning, using a gas treatment or carburetor cleaner, and what's the procedure in doing it?
Use ethanol. 2 gallons ethanol cleans everything.
The carburetor cleaner, what? How do you go about using it?
No, I don't recommend the carburetor cleaner. Okay.
And the gas treatment, what? For the taking out the water in the tank or what?
Ethanol.
Ethanol.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic, but did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have on the phone?
We have Mike from Pro City.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, George. Can you explain what's the difference between Costco gas and Tesoro gas? Because I see 18-wheeler tanker filling their underground tank on Costco, and the same truck that filling under their underground tank on Tesoro.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference on their gas?
They pick it up at a different refinery, a terminal. And a lot of these tankers are independent, so they go wherever they're hired.
I see.
And the Tesoro gas last tested was yesterday. The Tesoro octane is, the 92 is 89. And the Costco one is below 82. The 92 is below 82.
So certain gas station got their gas from a different refinery?
Yes.
with the same 18-wheeler?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, the independent truckers, because sometimes Aloha doesn't have enough trucks to go get them.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Announcement on the Nifty 50s and 60s bash. It's all over, folks. If you didn't register and didn't listen to me, too bad. It's all sold out. You gotta go for next year. But you probably can register for next year already. So you got the jump. But then you might forget. So you better wait for next year to be announced. Okay? So,
yeah, I don't even think Wendell knows when next year's one going to be. Or does he have a date already?
I don't know if he checked. He has to go find out when is the date. But anyway, his wife, Charlene, used to drag race at Hawaii Raceway Park. And if Charlene is listening, give us a call. And we'd like to hear about some of her memories at the famous Hawaii Raceway Park. You know, if you used to race there, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Lots and lots of memories there. Good, bad, whatever, but mostly good. Fantastic memories. And those of you that missed it, sorry. AC switch on your car. Wendell Kwan used to always turn off his switch before he turns his engine off. And I said, you're going to wear out your switch. Just leave it on. Habit. He keeps turning it off. Anyway, don't turn switches off, folks. Leave the radio on, leave the AC on, and just turn the engine off.
What's the purpose of turning it off before you turn off your engine?
Because everybody thinks that when you go to start it, it's going to be harder for the car to start because everything is on. Well, when you go to start it, the engineers have figured it so that when you turn the ignition switch to the start position, the starter has priority. Everything else goes automatically off. Okay? So if you're switching it on and off, you're going to wear out the switch. Save your money. Don't touch the switches. Leave it go. Okay? Okay, who do we have on the line?
We have, speaking of Charlene, she's on the line.
Hi, Charlene.
Hi, George.
How's your memories of Hawaii Raceway Park?
Oh, it's fine. What do you want to know, or what do you want to talk about?
How did you enjoy racing there?
Well, every Friday night, that's when we were there, Outlaw Drags. It was the best thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of car did you drive?
I had a 67 Chevelle, and,
automatic?
Of course not. It was 4-speed, 396, Super Sport.
Oh, that's a beautiful car.
Yeah, I wish I still had it. But
oh, yes. Oh, yes, very valuable.
Mm-hmm. But every Friday night, that's where we would be. And I know you don't remember because you probably didn't even know that was my car then, but you used to fix up my car before, and if whatever, I broke it or I blew a clutch, you used to fix it too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was something to do on a Friday night.
Too bad the kids today don't have it, yeah.
You know, it's really a shame. It's an experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I was really fortunate. I had a father who, you know, believed in cars and liked cars and bought me whatever car I wanted. So I was really fortunate. But, mm-hmm. you know, the place to do it is not on the street. It is, you know, the best thing to do is, you
at
know,
the racetrack.
Exactly. Exactly. But it was fun. You know, you got to meet different kind of people. You know, you had your little competition going or whatever. And
mm-hmm.
But still, it was something it
good,
was something
fun, yeah?
To do. Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, that's the memory that nobody can take away from you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Too bad Wendell didn't do it.
I would have beat him, too.
Oh, you would have beat him, too?
I would have beat him, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow, thanks, Charlene.
Okay, George, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, we have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
George, your announcement about somebody finally recognizing your knowledge in Washington. Oh, I'm so happy for Hawaii, the United States, possibly the world, because you stuck it out and taught us all ignorant people.
No.
Because without clean air, we cannot live.
That's right. That's right. That's why I say money is nothing. Because all the money in the world cannot get you clean air.
Yep.
That's what I mean by money is nothing. Heard that, Wanda? So.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Aloha. Okay. 808-296-5467. Funny. Wendell didn't call in to defend himself.
Oh, about drag racing?
Yeah.
He's a tennis man.
I know. Yeah. Tennis. All right. So much for tennis. Okay.
Hey, that's like a yuppie game, you know?
Well, okay. I'm not the yuppie, I'm yippie. Anyway, the sewer systems need to be improved, folks. We need to save the ocean. And who's listening? Anybody listening? You cannot transport sewer from one place to another. It's contaminating the roads. And what are you going to do when more people come in? Where are you going to transport the sewers to? I don't know how they're thinking. Anyway.
Well, no, we're going to build the rail first.
Yeah, right.
It's more important to build the rail.
Sure.
Never mind about the sewer.
Sure. If you people out there can show me just one student in school that is 16 years old that looking forward to riding the rail, oh, God, I give you some ethanol.
You shouldn't say that because they're going to convince somebody to say that.
Yeah, right. Everybody, when they're 16 years old, their dream is to get the driver's license and to get their own car and drive. It's called independence from your parents. Heard of that before? Anyway. That's the sign. She's telling me, get out of here. We're ending. Okay, I catch the hint. I'm getting out. I'd like to thank all the callers that called in and made the show. It's not me, it's the callers that make the show. And Robbie on the Big Island, hope you're having a great time. Those other people, make sure you take care of each other. Because that's all we have. Okay? And that's what the Lord wants us to do. Is taking care of each other. So, and don't forget Hawaii. Until next week, afan aloha.
Views and opinions expressed in a preceding program do not necessarily reflect